The past few weeks have been difficult for Elizabeth Coronel. Her 18-year-old son, Joaquin, was killed by football fans.
My nephew says my son told him to run and let go of his hand. When my nephew turned around, he saw my son on the ground holding his stomach and lots of blood. He says my son told him to go away to protect him.
Joaquin was shot during a confrontation between the infamous Barras Bravas, or radical football fans, at a lower division match in Buenos Aires. At least 10 other people were injured. This is the last video of him alive.
One of those who was involved in the killing of Joaquin Coronel worked at the municipality of General Rodriguez. That's a town that's not far away from where these people live. And that's why the Barras Bravas in Argentina continue to operate with impunity, because of the close ties that exist between politicians and these organizations.
Three of the suspects have been detained. Another three are in hiding. And despite an international arrest warrant, Joaquin's father says it will be difficult for justice to be served.
After they killed him, they went to a barbecue. After everything they did, leaving my son lying on the ground, because they have power and nobody cares.
Football violence has soared in Argentina in recent months. Confrontations between rival fans happen every other weekend. Security analysts say gangs could be trying to recover income lost during the pandemic lockdowns.
There's a political and economic link that sustains the Barras because it involves many sectors of society, from politicians to the police. They're like mafia organizations, but with an emotional dedication to their clubs that's almost religious.
But analysts say there could be another explanation.
Every World Cup year, our Barras Bravas fight themselves in order to get the ticket, the air tickets and the passports to be there chanting for the Argentine team. Every fight in the heart of a Barras Bravas is for money. That's what delivers the fighting. Money, tickets, influence.
The World Cup is just months away, but victims continue to demand justice and a solution to a problem that has tainted Argentina's most beloved sport. Teresa Bo, Al Jazeera, Buenos Aires.